want to be magdim. Today will be Isaac, the Shir, and Ilchis Kiddush. But will be a shtickle Kiddush in the Shir. There's a new Sefer that came out from Rav Kalb and Ilchis Shabbos. I want Duch the Shir, we'll go to Apol Machleikesim, Tzivishin in between the Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchosa to Rav Kalb. I want just to be magdim before we go in. It's Zachin that are very nagia in every Shabbos to a lot of people in Klal Yisrael, that people, we'll see in a second. But I want just to introduce, I mean, it's Pasha, the Shmir Shabbos, everyone knows who is the Shmir Shabbos. It's my Rebbe, Choshev Sefer, I mean, everyone knows who he is. Moshe Mordechai Kalb, the Shmir Shabbos is a time for Moshe Zalman. Moshe Mordechai Kalb is a Choshev Yid. He's a Talmud for Rebbe Yashiv. And the first time that I got to know him was a week after my chasana. I went to my brother for Shabbos meal. It was the middle of the winter. It was pouring rain, pouring. It was 12 o'clock by night, pouring, freezing cold. And it was a Shaila B'Ilchei Shabbos. I don't remember what was the Shaila exactly. And we were sitting and discussing back and forth what to do. And my brother told me, I have a neighbor. Then he rented an apartment in that building. I have a neighbor that is a very bucky in Hilchei Shabbos. Maybe we'll go to discuss it together with him. We'll come out something close. Told him, you sure 12 o'clock by night we could not? He told me, don't worry. The person learns, the person doesn't sleep. We went to his house, we knocked 12 o'clock by night. It was, you know, apartment without almost no furniture. The guy doesn't use electricity. He had like a little fluorescent, freezing cold. The guy was sitting in his front room with a coat, with a scarf, with another scarf, and sitting and learning the ear like this in the house. He didn't know that someone would knock on the door at 12 o'clock by night. Yeah, we had to disturb him in his learning. This was the first time I got to know him. This week someone told me in Geman a couple of years ago, he had to be in America, this person, and they asked him, they gave him money punk to drive him around. Someone gave him money to drive this person around. So because he picked him up from the airport, the guy was awake the whole flight. So, because it was like, it was 11 o'clock by night. And he brought him to the place where he had to stay in Flatbush. Kids, he brought him to the house where he was staying. He took him up to the room. The guy looked around. You know, it was a shas. I can't sleep. There's no phone. Take me somewhere else. And he drove him to somewhere else, a friend of his. He came to that house. That house was full of svarim. He told him, come to tomorrow morning to pick me up 5:30 in the morning. To Shachris. To the Davin, the Sfar Shishul, the first meeting, because in Chutzlaretz, because Kenim, and if Shtem and Osas Makbi to be Yitzit, because Kenim in Chutzlaretz, so the Sfar make because Kenim, so the people that are Makbi to be Yitzit, the Mitzvah, to be Mizborich, they go to Davin with the Sfar every morning. All of the Choshev people. From Eretz Yisrael that come to Chutzlaretz. Chutzlaretz people is Andersach. But Mikol Mekoyim, Kriyanim don't go because we don't want to make a broch in Chutz La'aretz. The Israeli have to go. But Mikol Mekoyim, the guy was up the whole night learning. He was like, you think he bring food with him? He had a couple little bags with food that he bring with him. Leban, you know. Nothing, you know, that sour food he ate in a couple days from his little bag, not to use kalim from someone else. So these are the two people that, this is Rav Kalb. We'll be chalik on him maybe tonight. The Shmir Shabbos is chalik. He's coming from the Bismillah Shmir B'liyashim, and the Shmir Shabbos is coming from the Bismillah Shmir Shmir Zalman. But in a couple of Yonim Kloli that are Negea, Abulam again Keseda, we'll start to learn a little bit the halachas from Kiddush. As a mitzvah's esem in Atere to make Kiddush, we learn from the Pasuk Shenemar Zohar Yisim HaShabbos Lekadshoy. Zohreyu בשבח וקידוש. זה גמור עם פסוחים, זה רמב״ם פרק טס מלכי שבס. אז זה מצווס עשה מן התוירו לקדש את השבס. לכתחילה, you have to מקדש את השבס in the beginning of שבס. לכתחילה, you have to מקדש את השבס in the beginning of שבס. You are not מקדש in the beginning of שבס, you can be מקדש the whole night. You're not mekadosh by night, you're mekadosh by day. You're not mekadosh by day, you can be mekadosh ben hashmoshes with a broche. Because it's a mitzvah's esse, sofik deraisa lechumre. Just if you daven already, doing Shabbos, so then in ben hashmoshes you will not make a broche. Now, lekatchila you daven, you make a birkas kiddush, the beginning of Shabbos, you didn't make it in the beginning, you forgot, you make it in the middle of the night. You didn't make it in the middle of the night, you make it in the morning, you didn't make it in the morning, you make it in the afternoon, even ben hashmoshes. If you davened already, now, is the issue to be toyem before kiddush. From the time that you are mekabel Shabbos, and even if you mekabel Shabbos and taste for Shabbos, you're not allowed to taste no food and no drink, even water, till you do kiddush. This is for every person. Now, the shaila is what happens for a cotton. You're allowed to give cotton to eat before kiddush or not. Say a cotton she yigia lechinuch, say a cotton she lo yigia lechinuch. So the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah is mashma like this. For sure the Mishneh Berurah says that you're allowed to give a cotton. Shulchan Aruch states that a person does kiddush in shul. In shul they had a minhag in the old days, they made a kiddush. Ma'aseh is not the mokim suda. So the shtaloch is you give to the kiddush to the kids to drink. Zog the Mishneh Berurah in Reish Samachtes Yif Cotton Aleph. Yesh oimim sheizor litim rak le cotton shelo yigia lechinuch. אבל המגן אברהם קוסה בשם הפויסקים דמוטר ליטן אפילו לקוטן שהגיע לחינוך ועד רבה וכו' וכו' ואפילו מה שנסבר שאוסור להכיל לקוטן בידיים איסור הוכה שורים מפני קיים יתומים עין במגן אברהם והוא הדין דמוטר להכיל לקטנים בשבס בשחריס לפני קידוש ואוסור להנויסוי Mishneh Berurah says you're allowed to give a kid to eat before Kiddush. You're allowed to give a kid to eat before Kiddush. Ve'osur la'anoisay. So in Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, he paskins, you're allowed to give kids before Kiddush to eat, by day and by night. You're allowed to give them candies. I see old people give out candies in shul, even if the kids will eat them before Kiddush. You're allowed to give treats. You're allowed to. There's no isur chinuch. Why is no isur chinuch on it? The poskim explain why is no isur chinuch because there's no isur to eat before kiddush. It's not chazir. It's a mitzvah to make kiddush. And such a zach is no chiyuv and there's no isur to be machshil hakotn. So here's a shtikel chiluk. And Meshemol Chekarp, tain is in the new sefer that he took out this week, last week, that Valde Mishneh Berurah says ve'osur la'anoisoy ve'yesh kamo taimim. Mishneh Berurah brings down a couple reasons why you're allowed to give it. You need all the reasons together that the kid is not allowed to make him to fast. It's healthy for him. It's not healthy that he will fast. Mainly he says that a cotton shegia lechinuch lekatchila not to give them candies, not to give them treats. Before, if they're going to know, if you know they'll eat it before kiddush, don't give them. This is what he says. Candies lekatchila not to give to kids. The Shmir Shabbos holds that you're allowed to give everything to kids. Even so, he's masking, I call him again to ask him today, that Avada is the Indian to tell a kid that he's not allowed to eat before Kiddush. And you're not allowed to tell him off. Samot Nazar. You come home, you see the kids are eating before Kiddush. He's on the right. Even in Gielach Hinuch. But you could tell him, you know, you want to know that Alochas, we don't eat before Kiddush. He tells me, I'm hungry, so eat. I want this treat very much. So have it. Rav Kalb says, if he wants a treat, a lollipop, tell him, lollipop nisht. If he's a gear lechinuch. If he dafka wants, you don't have to fight with him. So, he holds that lekatchila is an Indian. Avada, that by day it's leichter from by night, because by day the whole kiddush is derabonon. By night the kiddush is deraisa. So it's more chomor from by night than by day. But the Iker Adin Lekula Alma is no Chiyuv Mechoe, and Avad, if a kid wants to eat before Kiddush, you're allowed to give him to eat, even Sheigia Lechinuch. Because Avad is the Indian. Let me get into the next step. Even that it's Kiddush Ayom Dei Raise, Lemaisef Yudaben Mayriv, Midoiraise, Lefimol Shitas, Chutzvun de Bahag, is no din to make Kiddush alakois. Zocher is Yoim HaShabbos Lekatcha. So if you daven Mayriv, and you say Mekadesh HaShabbos, you yaitze. B'meile, the Kiddush alayayin bleibt only the Rabbonon. The Nafkimina is that if you misupik if you yaitze Kiddush or not, we'll see later a lot of Echatimtzes, that you misupik if you yaitze Kiddush or not, you don't have to make Kiddush again. Because you yaitze betfile. Some people say that b'zman hazeh we're not mechaven to be yoytze b'tfile. B'meile kiddush could be d'oraisa b'zman hazeh. But le'ikar ha'aloche, misofik b'paskin that we're not choyzer. Now, the Mishneh Brura, we'll see about the big nefkemina legabe d'shayle. The Mishneh Brura in Tziv Cotton Base has a big sofik. Why you yoytze b'tfile? First he says, mitzvah tzriches kavone, who is mechaven to be yoytze b'tfile? You don't say Yitzias Mitzray, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzray. So the Achroinim thinks a lot that could be that Mitzvah Tzriches Kavone is a big shaila. If you have to be mechaven to be yoytze the mitzvah that Hashem told you, when you're shaking a lulav, you're mechaven to shake a lulav because Hashem told you to shake a lulav. You're davening Ma'ariv and you're saying Yitzias Mitzray because they told you that tonight you have to say Zeichel Yitzias Mitzray. You have to daven. You have to say Mikadosh HaShabbos. This is what he told you to do tonight. You're doing it. You have to remember that it says in the Torah to say it tonight, and I'm doing it. The Shaila of Mitzvah Tzriches Kavone comes to say, I have to mechaven, I'm doing Mitzvah Hashem, because Hashem said in the Torah, Mishikosu Bakoyim, Esfartam Lochem Sheva Shavos, Estmimois, Al Mochas Shabbos Diyeno. Or Lafuke is, the person is reading a learning a Sugya, and he reads the Pasha Samolek in the Gemara, and he's not mechaven to be Yoitze Zeichel Amolek. Ola Moshe is listening to Parsha Shavua and Kirasat Eire, and he's not mechaven to Zecher HaMolek, then taken Mitzvah Tzriches Kavone. He was not mechaven to be Yoytze Zechiras HaMolek this week. He was really Kirasat Eire, Shnei Mikro. He's busy doing Shnei Mikro. But if a person comes to Ma'ariv, and he davens Tfilah Shmairiv, he understands that by night, in Leil Shabbos, you have to mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made a Shabbos. This is what he's planning to do, to mention that Hashem did Shabbos. He has to know, this is the Shaila, if you have to have a Kavone or not. I will explain to you why this shaila is very negeh aloche lemaise, and I'm mechalik it to a poor parotim. Lemashal, noshim also achayev bekiddush d'oraisa. Now, the problem is like this: we know noshim is chayov of the krishma bekiddush d'oraisa and a noshim. Now, it's a big shaila im yesh arvus lenoshim or ein arvus lenoshim. Dahainu, if a person could be moitzi noshim or not, so for sure when we are chayev in the mitzvah, for sure we could be moitzi. But we're not chayiv in the mitzvah. So I'll explain where the problem starts. Lama zogin a person davened in shul. If he davened in shul, lefi the Mishneh Brura, he was yoytze kiddush d'oraisa. He comes home, his wife didn't daven ma'ariv. His wife is chayiv in kiddush d'oraisa. He's already only in kiddush d'rabbanon. He could be moitzi his wife in kiddush or not. He comes home after davening, his wife didn't daven Ma'ariv. Some wives don't daven Ma'ariv. So his wife didn't daven Ma'ariv. Now he daven Ma'ariv. If he daven Ma'ariv, he has only a Kiddush de Rabbanon. Now if he's Eina Bar Chiyuve, he can't be Moitzi a Bar Chiyuve. If it's no Arvus Benoshim. Lemaise, the Poiskim are making on that. Why? Because first they say, one Kula, the Poiskim say that even if you're not Chayv Arvus Benoshim, but if you chayv mid the rabbanon, you could be moitzi them d'oraisa. And also some shittos hold yesh arvus benoshim. Lamaisa, the frumers, the machmirim, are makpid to say good Shabbos to every wife in their house. Because then when you say good Shabbos to them, so if you're most praising, good Shabbos is also kiddush. Good Shabbos. Shabbat shalom v'esam. But good Shabbos. Yeah, you make out of the Shabbos. So it's bavus that the Gdolim will mark me to come on to say good Shabbos, that everyone will say good Shabbos. But I've had it sometimes at Nebais. And also you have to know, in davening we say Lekula Haru Mitzvah Tzriches Kavona Yoyitze Mayri, because we're Mechaven. When they say good Shabbos, you have to know if the ladies are Mechaven. So I'm saying, this is a Chumre. I said, Almar, I want the Halachas Shiurim are made for two reasons. To know the Halachas, and not to be a Meratzim. You know, you leave Yeshiva to come home to be like, you know, Geirim. You know, the choshev people are makpid. If you see good choshev people's hanoga, they makpid when they come home that everyone gets a good Shabbos, and it's not only mehilchos polite. It's mehilchos that when everyone answers good Shabbos, merely everyone becomes a derabbanan. Now, where the problem could be a serious problem, now just listen very carefully. Sometimes there's no husband in the house. A group of ladies are together. Some ladies are frum, some ladies are not frum. Frumer, I mean. So the ladies that are frumer, they daven ma'ariv. The frumer less, don't daven ma'ariv. It comes to Kiddush, they give the frumer the rebbetzin to make the Kiddush. The problem is the rebbetzin already daven ma'ariv. She only has a Kiddush derabbanan. By Noshim, Pashtus Noshim, I don't have Arvus Ta'adodi. A Noshim could be Moitzi Noshim. But Noshim to be Moitzi Noshim, if they're not Chayiv Midei Raise, a lot of Shittas hold that they cannot be Moitzi. So it's better what I'm saying, but the event, the Poiskim are making on that also. But like at Dir, it's already more Chomo, it's not only Frum. Dir is one of the two. Other than that lady that is a Rebbetzin that is going to get Kiddush to say good Shabbos to hold the Olam, or to give Kiddush to make someone that didn't do. That did fakel, the one that didn't on Ma'ariv to mechaber her to say Kiddush. What? Not to mechaber, not to be yitzur. You do a mitzvah, basically. I don't know if it helps the mechaber. I don't know. The place can don't bring down such a yitzur. The mechaber not to be yitzur. What? By Ma'ariv. Better to mechaber to be yitzur, and let all the ladies to daven Ma'ariv. Or to say good Shabbos, or to mechaber the lady that's not a rebbetzin to say the Kiddush. Now, as another nefkemine, and this happens again nochamol. Sometimes the husband is not home and there's a bar mitzvah bocher in the house. Now he's 13 years old, but it's no show that he has two sires. Lekatchile he can't be moitzi his mother b'kiddush, especially if she didn't daven ma'ariv, because then she's the raisa and he's the rabbanon. Because it's not clear that he has Shtei Sairas. So again, Lekatchila Lemaisa, the Poskim say in such a matzav, it's better that a lady would do Kiddush herself. But it happens sometimes you come to a place, and no one of you will come back and become 13. But when you come to a place and you're 13 years old, and you know, is an almana, that you cannot do Kiddush, you can't say no. The whole reason she has this kid over, her kid back from yeshiva. So then it's very choshev, other than the kid will make his mother to daven ma'ariv, or to be makpid to say good Shabbos, zochreyu, you know, Shabbos today, to say two words, and then he moves his mother to become a derabbanan, and then it's much likely that he's moitzir. Again, the poskim hold b'di'evet, this is ready, b'di'evet, he's moitzir. This is not even chumre. This, he's not allowed to be moitzir. If she didn't daven ma'ariv, he's not allowed to be moitzir. Because kaimel olegabi deraisa, she's not allowed to rely that he has the sairos. As every parsha zohar, we don't give a kid. She's mechuyev deraisa. The b'di'evet we pass him, it's okay. So I'm saying, even if she davened, some poskim hold on, it's better that a cotton will not be moitzir isha, because if she's chayev deraisa, it could be it's no arvus. But then b'shas atchak we make el tzarech ha'inyan. But to be sure that the lady will become a derabbanan and not a deraisa. The Shmir Shabbos brings down what you're telling, Zevi, that is a shita that holds the B'Shem HaChasim Sefer, that while we want to be Yitzhak Deiraisa Lekatchila Alayayin, as Leiv based in Matna Aleihem, that every time that Lu Yitzhir, the Ma'ariv will spoil it, we're not Mechavin to be Yitzhak. We'll go weiter. Now, in Ma'ariv, in Kiddush, we say Vayechulu. The Kiddush starts in Vayechulu. Why you say Vayechulu? Because you mechaber lehoitzi bnei abayis. They didn't daven. And even if you, the aloch is, even if you daven biyochid, you say Vayechulu. So in Sefer Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchoso, in Chelek Beis Perek Mem Zayin, he brought down the aloch. B'sho'a shematchi lo'ima vayechulu, Yitan Einov Beneiro Shabbos. Everyone knows this halacha lekatchilu. When you start by Yechulu, you have to look on the candles. This is a halacha. It's a bazunder halacha. It's Mishnu Ramo and Sim Reishai. Veroi sheyoymar vayechulu mitay chasidu. The Shmir Shabbos paskins that you have to say lekatchilu vayechulu from a siddur. What is the marker? Dvorim shebichtav iyato rashay leomrom baalpe. We paskin. Dvorim besimam test. Dvorim shebichtav iyato rashay leomrom. We rogil b'hem, like Tehillim and all of the zachen that we rogil b'hem. But the poskim say this is only when you say leatzmoi. But when we moitzi achirim, it's roi natu. Mele, while you moitzi achirim, it's better natu. So he brings down lekatchile roi leomrom b'teich haksav. And the new sefer that came out, Rav Karp, writes against him. He brings down Yesh Toim. The Mashikosa Vagrodi Moitzi Achirim Yedei Chovoso Yitzorich Leimor Mitei Chaksav. The Agrom Meir Elohoitzi Tzibur Yedei Chovoso. He brings down the Mokim from the Goyen is a Gemara and Tainis. Chiyochid Yochel Likrodi Veteir Alpe Batzibur. It's a din when you Moitzi Tzibur. But when you might see five people, it's Shemei Koine. Like they could say Balpe, you also could say Balpe. And even if it's 10 people, it's not a Din Tzibur. Not Tfilah B'Tzibur. It's a Kiddush. But the like is Shmira Shabbos. And he said that he went to ask Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv says that he's right. Just Rabbi Yashiv said, but he himself uses the Siddur and himself is Machmir Yeh as Eved Shmira Shabbos. So the Ma'aser Rabbi Yashiv himself is makpid to write by Yechulu Miteich Haksav, because Moitzi Achirim not Dvorim Shebichtav Yeter Rashi Lo Amrum Baalpe. So on himself, but he says it's only Mamash Achumre Baalme. Belomdes is masking with the Rav Karp. I sent Chavrusa, when he did it 15 years ago, maybe more, it was 20 years ago. We sent a letter to Rav Chaim Kanievsky when we were learning Yechul Shabbos. I called him today to read me the answer. We asked him by Yechulu, what is the meaning Miteich Haksav Olem Miteich Haksav? And the lashon from Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky was Haminag lehokel b'dvorim shishgurim. That the minag of the world is to say Baalpe. But the ma'aser the Shmira Shabbos brings down on the tzrori. Rebbe Yashiv rather does it. Just Rav Karp tells us we don't have to put this from Rebbe Yashiv. He doesn't have tzachon that you have to do. Say that. We'll go right. But as a mocker, I know a lot of choshev people. The ma'aser I'm makvid to have a. I think all choshev people the ma'aser don't say Kiddush without Vayichul, without having a machzor in front of them. The minig is that when you do Kiddush, to bring the chalas to the table before the Kiddush. Now let me gain Pamelach though. So, be'etzem would be, why to bring the chalas and then to cover them, to have a whole story, just bring them after Kiddush. But in Ma'aser, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav brings down, the Mokir, the Rashbam and Psochim, to bring the chalas to the table before the Kiddush. Now we cover the chalas b'shas Kiddush. Why we cover the chalas b'shas Kiddush? There's a couple reasons in the Achroini. One reason is because Zeicher Lamon. This is the reason we put a mapo milemato, mapo milemalo. Another reason is that Sheloire beboshtoi, we're doing Kiddush, the chalas will be insulted. What is the nafkimin? Zak bechayodom. If it's mitzad Zeicher Lamon, Shaloshulis, we also have to cover it. If it's mitzad Sheloire beboshtoi, Shaloshulis, there's no Kiddush, chusum shita sarambam. We'll get to that. Most people, I don't think, are makbid on Shidas Rambam to have Kiddush. And even if people that have Kiddush on the Shudas, we explain already, you're doing it in the middle of the meal, you're not going to do it at the beginning of the meal, to be Yaita Shidas Rambam, Kiddush, Mishal Shudas. So, Lemaisa, as there is two minhogim takif, and Shal Shudas, you cover the Chalas or not. It's very negiah to the Hemshech. The people that know in their houses a minig not to cover the Chalas and Shal Shudas, they're from the people that the main reason they cover the Chalas is Shalayir Beboshtai. The people that their minig is to cover it in Shalashudas also. People that don't know Vesach Mishpat Sutan. Yeah? Some people never ate home Shalashudas, yeah? But you have to know. But a lot of people that use Shalashudas they don't cover. Now, the shaila starts, you come to a yeshiva, it's full of chalas all over all the tables. How much what you cover? Your chala, everyone's chala. You come to a simcha, it's chalas all over. So the halacha is like this. If you're doing kiddush to yourself, you only have to cover your chalas. It's not your business what everyone else has chalas. In the chasna hall, you go over, you know, finish the cover the last ones, ready, open for you the first ones, yeah? You'll never finish. The shaila is, if one person, mashal, they have in Shabbos, everyone is together, and one person does kiddush for everyone. One person does kiddush for everyone. So when one person makes kiddush for everyone, you have to cover the whole chalas or not. So here's a big machlekes. The Shmir Shabbos, from Shlom Zalman's Mahalach, and Moshe Mordechai Kalb, and Rabbi Yashiv, and their Mahalach. The Shmir Shabbos ki ilchoso holds, I know you're saying, if we're staying with a machlekes, it's not klo, but I don't know, I only saw it today, the Shita Achilekes. I was not speaking to Mevarim more, so I'm bringing down the machlekes ketsu also. The Shmir Shabbos ki ilchoso holds, you have to cover all of the chalas all over the tables. Not only the shleimus, even the cut chalas, they have sometimes to put a cut chalas in the middle for the oilam, you also have to cover it. Because be'etzim you can make kiddush also on a cut chalas, not in that aftafka a shleimus. The person has a cut chalas, can't make kiddush on it. So that cut chalas is also embarrassed. Why are you not doing kiddush on it? Not only that, the Shmir Shabbos holds that if it's cake on the table, even that meant the kiddush, you have to cover it. It's a lamashu. Kiddush by day, you have to cover. I don't. It's kimat not the ma'isadik. Yeah. Well, you do a kiddush by day, you have to cover the whole tables. You know, simcha. You go to kiddushim. Yeah. You'll be talking what happens in the dining room here. Yeah. Chveisnish. Yeah. You do a kiddush. It's cakes all over. The Shmir Shabbos hold. Everything has to be covered. If one person is moitzi the whole oilam. One person is moitzi the whole oilam, everything has to be covered. And even by night, this is something the muchacha, that not only bread has to be covered, even cake has to be covered even by night. In the klal, most places there's no cake at the table by night. Mishas kiddush, v'hoyo. I don't know, I'm supik ala mole, v'l'shitoso, sometimes you go to a bar mitzvah, you know, so they make the Shabbos bar mitzvah, yeah? So like they got for the bar mitzvah like a cake with a tefillin picture. I don't know if you saw it, it's sitting on the chasen kala picture, and they have it in the side here. If you have to cover it, also b'shas, you know, if you cover it without a cloud, it's very sticky though. So you can't, once I tried to cover it, they got very upset with me. So I think that, I'm not so sure if you have to cover it. Could be, it's not made for eating even. No, it's the zachen that are part of the seuda, you have to cover them. It's not like, yeah. It's like I said, if I have kiddush, if the other person has breads, this is the Shmir Shabbos kilchos. Rav Kalb says that he said that he went to speak to Rabbi Yashiv about it, and Rabbi Yashiv told him that there's no inyan to cover the other chalas, only the chalas that are in front of the Mekadosh. Not only that, Rabbi Yashiv told him that it's wrong, and he said not only that, but when the Olam do Amoitzi later, they don't have to cover the chalas also. It goes together. I see a lot of guys, they don't cover it, and later they cover by Amoitzi. This is a Nishtayim, Nishtayim. He says that Be'etzem, we hold that the ikar reason to cover the chalas is mitzad boshtoi shalapas. And he says the bread in front of the mekadesh gets insulted. The bread there doesn't get insulted. He's not a poor, no one is that guy is not doing kiddush. The guy that is doing kiddush, if he has in front of him, this is the bulka in front of him. He chooses the wine instead of the bulka, it's embarrassing. The chalas, the ten tables nearby, the chalas feels bad. Chalas doesn't feel bad. Even Shemek Oine, he says, but that guy is not the one that is doing it. Shmir Shabbos says Shemei Koine. Everyone, video, he says everyone is doing kiddush. Zogdim Rabbi Yashiv Asvora Noisenes. Novosi says we cover it because Zecher Lamon. He says for Zecher Lamon, he says Faket. Rabbi Yashiv holds that Be'etzem it's wrong to cover the Chalas B'Shas Brocha because it's a bizarre that you make a brocha and you don't see what you're making a brocha. And for Zecher Lamon, Meikar Adin Rabbi Yashiv holds that you cover it and before the brocha you take it off already. So in the main chale, the alt was covered for kiddush. We leave it. So the other people should yoytze zecher lamon yoytze alt by mevorech, and by us it's better that the bracha will be open. And for kiddush, don't cover it. Leave it open and make the bracha open. So I'm saying lemay sadik. I don't know. I didn't have time to ask different people what is the minhagim. A lot of choshev places I saw people don't cover the whole thing. So I'm saying lemoshel in a kiddush. Maybe I'll mess with you myself. I didn't finish to clear it out. I wanted to call the Shmir Shabbos, but it was really became 11:30. I didn't manage to ask him this question. I asked him, we'll see, about different questions that I vain get to every bacher, but I thought it's more important when I had the 5 minutes before the shir to speak to him. Lamazogan, I'm a Talmud from the Shmir Shabbos Gil Chasson. We're speaking this Shabbos. Okay, maybe the Shabbos not in Shabbos. Next Shabbos, yeah. No, I mean to say Lo Yitzuyer. I want to be Masbir. I'm a Supik. Maybe I'm Masbir by Sfeikus. For sure, when one person is one oilam together and one guy is doing the kiddush, then for sure is a svara from the Shmir Shabbos that you have to cover the whole thing. When you're in yeshiva lamazagan and every guy, one table, he makes kiddush, all the guys even move away from their seat, which is not so poshut, and they stand near the mekadesh. Man, they don't see the bulkas bichlal now. They have to run back to the bulkas to cover the bulkas. No shaychas. When it's one Suda, everyone is sitting together here. The Mekadosh is doing Kiddush. All of the Chalas on the table have to be covered. He's doing Kiddush for the Olam here. Now this guy is doing Kiddush, this guy is doing Kiddush. I don't know, Bichlal, if in these cases you have to rush, you know, so you move a little bit from your Chalas and it's not a problem. You didn't decide yet what Bulka you're taking, Bichlal, yet. You're covered, it'll be two different Bulkas. You didn't cover the one, but you thought, oh, I covered this one, don't touch it, yeah? So Shlaz Ha'alochet. When one guy is doing, and that Shmir Shabbos spoke, and Shmir Shabbos didn't speak, I'm misupik. This is one suffix by me. Abalam is talking as a Shabbos klolis, and we are guys that we decided, you know, both, everyone that comes to the Aloha Shir is trying to machmer an Aloha, we are machmer the Shmir Shabbos Kiv Chosel. Now, I'm doing Kiddush. Yeah? So for sure, Lechur, if I'm doing Kiddush Lemashal, and one guy in the end is not covering, is my business? I can't do Kiddush now? I'll ask, but it's a different shayla. You come to a simcha. This is the main shayla. You come to a simcha, they're doing kiddush Shabbos afternoon, tomorrow Shabbos. You come to a kiddush, cakes, you know, midon ve'ad be'er sheva, full of cakes. You can't cover them. No, you say, well, is there any not to be here to the kiddush here? I'd rather not. If you'll be the bala simcha, is there any for you to cover? If you're the one that is mikadosh, so I'm saying, Avada is the Indian. If a person is doing a Kiddush and everyone is Yoitze, we know the Shmir Shabbos Kiv Chosel, so we have to cover. But Lamazan, you come to a Kiddush and you Yoitze, and there's cakes on the table, so you'll put on the one near you. There's nothing more to do, so you don't cover, finish. So I'm saying, Avada is no mocking to make a Mechoe and to start to make the Shemai said, the Oilam have on who to be Semech, Rabbi Yashiv. So the Abbas is Semech, so no Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv Tain is no Indian, only the one that are in front of the Mevorach. So I'm saying, I don't know exactly when we're saying to be Machmer, to cover everything. So I'm asking, if we make one Shabbos together, everyone is sitting, no, Rabbi said, the Oilam to cover the Chalas. That's it, the Anogit. If we pass it like that, Shita. But when you come to all different matzavim in between, I don't know what is the getter, what is the avera, if you don't, what is exactly the getter of the Yisu?
The people
at
the
roadside,
you should not cover Chalas
and Dirkas Kamos. I didn't say, Rabbi Yashi. In Shalashudas, you cover or don't cover?
No, but.
I'm asking you if in Shalashudas you cover or don't. If in the people that don't know. What? No, if you cover in Shalashudas, so then Rabbi Yashi is not right. I'll explain. Right, but this, maybe I have to, I'm a mazbe myself. This what Rabbi Yashiv holds not to cover, it's giboit and that in Shalashudas you don't cover. The people that are covering Shalashudas, they hold that because it's Zecher Lamon, you have to cover, Azevi Dechayodam, Azevi Zmasha Mishnebue, Azevi Dechmir Shabbos, Mishnebue, Azevi Zaman Oya Bachot. Lefi Rabbi Yashiv in Shalashudas you will not cover Yichala. So if you minig is alamol to cover in Shalashudas, so even if you mask him with Rabbi Yashiv that you don't have to cover, but when you make a moitzi you will have to cover because it's lo goa from Shalashudas. Is that what I'm saying? If in Shalashudas you don't cover, so then if you hold like Rabbi Yashiv that the whole story in the first two meals is only for the guy that the Kiddush that is standing near the guy that is making Kiddush, so then you don't have to cover. So then, Rabbi Yashiv is saying, Chiddush, that this halacha, what you have to cover, it's only in front of the Mevorich. The rest don't have to cover. This is Rabbi Yashiv's Chiddush Be'etzin. Now, when we go to the rest, if Alamon we cover, Al Shal Mitzad Zecher Lamon, so everyone has to cover anyways. Val Rabbi Yashiv holds Be'etzin, we don't cover Al Zecher Lamon. B'Shaz Bracha, we open it. We yoitz in the beginning, Zecher. So because of that, Zog Rabbi Yashiv, when there's a big simcha, leave everyone not to cover as if the Ikar HaLochem. If everyone covers anyways, so I'm not sure if Rabbi Yashiv, when so much paskin is beside, everyone anyway has to cover soon. So cover it already. This is what Rabbi Yashiv meant.
Although Shabbos
at home, everyone covers. If our meaning is to cover, we open it after it, we don't change. Because already we have to cover that's Boshni Shal Pas, we're not Megale. Valas and Machlekes, so Shal Ashur is that the only reason is left, some people don't cover, some people cover. So Rabbi Yashiv, we yoitza by the Mekadesh, but the rest, it's better to go to the other Shita that holds that it's better to be open. But if you cover Shal Ashur, you don't have that better Shita. So maybe if you hold like Rabbi Yashiv, it's better that the Bochim will not cover, right? You're 100% right. That if you, but if you're minig in the house and Shalashud is to cover, so then you can't take this chumah from Rabbi Yashiv. You could take the kula from Rabbi Yashiv that you don't have to cover, b'shas that Yanim is benching. I think the water that he's going to eat, not what he sees. No. What, only his bulker.
Right,
doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. If he's planning to eat everything from the top table, so ain't a chanami. The one, the chalas that he's planning to eat, he has to cover. We'll go weiter. Now, the Ramah brings down that at the beginning of Kiddush we say, Yoim HaShishi. Yoim HaShishi. Why we say Yoim HaShishi Vayichulu? So the Magen Avraham brings down Lehashlim Ein Beis Oisiyas, because Keneged Shem Shel Ein Beis Oisiyas. The Goyen says because Hashishi, Chazal say that we learn Tosfos Shabbos Ha Tosfos Shabbos, so b'meila we meramis Tosfos Shabbos. The Ari HaKodesh says that it's Shem Avay, because Yoim Hashishi VaYichulu Hashemayim, it's Yud Kei Vov Kei. Yoim Hashishi Yud Kei VaYichulu Vov Kei. Now, Lemaise, a lot of people, because the aloche posuk shele posko Moshe loy posukinen, so the minig is of a lot of people that we say quietly before Yom Hashishi vayerev vayvoker, and then you say Yom Hashishi. Now, is a aloche? I know this aloche will be a bit hard to understand, although you know we do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us and what the Gemara says with the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and I don't mean chas v'shalom to insult no one. Mechbet mechila before that. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mishneh Berurah brings down the Gemara in Brachos and Ketzan Mevorchim, Kois Shel Broche Boi Ituf. The Kois Shel Broche needs an Ituf. What is the Ituf? To wear a hat and a jacket. This is Ituf. B'meile, Zog the Shmir Shabbos, Zog the Moshe Molche Karp, Yereshomayim, Shmir Shabbos is, Yerushomayim lo yekadesh bekipo levad, elo yachbush makbas. V'chein beged elyon, he brings down also. Ketzan mekadesh yimutav bekoiva umutav bebeged elyon. Gemara bebroches, chof alef amud beis. I think it's later. It's bem alef amud beis. What? I mean, zog the Rambam. Iker dinero b'koy shel broche u'betur shel chanoruch kol shel toren kol shel broche v'meh zog di mishnebur en simen kuf pei gimel tad lekatchile dalet is only leikuv zog di mishnebur aber ashar lehidu mitzvah lekatchile az zog di mishnebur right v'meile it's roi lekatchile mishnebur says sifkot nhei kuf pei gimel sifkot nhei that all the other zachen are me'akev. So you're right, if a person that didn't put a hat and jacket, but he had his yaitas, not me'akev. Aber it's roi lekatchile. Zog di shmir ha-shabbos, val everyone that is yaitse and kiddush, is yaitse midin shomei ha-ka'oine, everyone that hears kiddush has to have a hat and jacket. So if you want to take off your hat and jacket, you have to take it off after Kiddush. And they take it off before. So I called the Shmirah Shabbos, that's what Mamish called me before this year, and I asked them, what does a person that doesn't own a hat and jacket? So, a group of Klal Yisrael that they can't afford it, they don't have it. I'll explain to you about it, it's a bit more shver. So he said, so I told him, so Lechua, you said Yerushalmayim has to wear a hat and jacket. So Lechua, what about these people? Maybe you hold the Nat Yerushalayim. This was the Nusach of the Shaila. So he told me, this is your only Raya that the Nat Yerushalayim? I said, I could call it. He said, yeah. So I'm saying it over. This is your only Raya that the Nat Yerushalayim? So I don't know. So I asked another, a second Kasha. A lady does a Kiddush. What she does then? She does it on a hat and jacket. Tell me the timonish on your chvesh. So I asked him if it was a chiyuv. Maybe they have to get a hat. He said no. Ladies don't have to get a hat. No, they have ones for ladies. The chmeinish get our hats. So no. So the shaila is sidar din from ituf. Sidar alochim from ituf. So I'm saying avad it's not me'akev. But the nafkamina is I'm saying it's a chiddush of the shmirah shabbos. I want to explain. He doesn't speak about it. I don't know. But it's a chiddush of the shmirah shabbos because it's a big tzad to say. Moshe, koishal brocha steht neutle b'shte yodov. So every shemir koine also has to do like this. What are the shaykhs, yeah? Tzorch litan eidav b'kois. The one that benches is halachas, yeah? The shemir koine is yoitza shemir koine. It doesn't mean that he has to have a ituf. Yes, I don't know who told the shemir Shabbos ki ilchos for this chumre that every bocha that hears the Kiddush has to have a kahat and jacket b'shaz the Kiddush. So, but when he got very angry at the first shaila, so I couldn't get to the other, you know, to the other shaila, because I was asking like, there's a whole group of Klal Yisrael that are not yet to Kiddush Lekatchila. So maybe it's Kedai at least to buy a hat and jacket for her. But I'm saying no, this for sure. A lot of people, Balevatish of people, that take off their hat and jacket before Kiddush. It's right. I think every Choshev family they take off their hat and jacket only after Kiddush and Amoitzi, not before that. Let me get. There's another halacha. Lekatchile, everyone has to taste from the wine. Loshon Rambam is umashke lechol bnei chabura. Loshon Tur and Simen Reisha in Aleph, mitzvah min amufchor sheyitamu kulo. There is Sarb Saadia going. Kol anochichim tzrichim lishtes min hayayin. Now, there's a big problem here again. So everyone drinks from the wine. Yeah? So mitzvah min amufchor. Is a halacha that you have to drink from yayin she'enoi pogum. A yayin that pogum, you're not allowed to drink from. You're not yoytze. It's enoi to drink from yayin she'enoi pogum. So if someone tastes from the wine becomes pogum. So if later he gives you, it's yayin pogum. So what is the eitze? So the halacha mishbu is like this. If everyone will drink from your cup yourself, it's not a problem. Because it's the same kois. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, and like this lemaise, I saw a lot of choshevet people. They make kiddush. They pour from the kais out before they taste. You're asking a hefsek. It's a good tekasha. About. But they pour out and then they taste. Zokim shlomo zalman. Why? I want to read a shlomo zalman ayomach. שומעתי מהגרשה הזו הרבך מפורש בשולחון אורך דלו ישתה מן הקויס ואיתן לחברוי מפני סקונס נפושס על סמך מה רבי מקילים בזה בקוי של קידוש ברכס המורדן ששר הברוכס לידן הסקויס גם לאורכים ומנאי לנו בקוי של מצווה מוטר עד כאן לשאלה שום זה המפרסד מגיל it's not nice you're giving the guest a drink from your mouth. Gemara says it's a sakone. Sometimes people have miyusdik and they drink it even though they don't want. Shlomo Zalman said, who lets you to do it? Bichlal? If someone wants, it's einzach, yeah? Someone chaps the, you know, chaps the shiraim, gizun tereid. But you giving the guest from your mouth? This is one of Shlomo Zalman. Shomazama said another Zach, as a Mefurisha Mishneh Brure, that if people get from you calls, it's pogum. It was Medayik Sharat Tzir. Kshishoisim kulam mikoy shel broche, aval gavdu shosom metchilo, lemikri koy shel pogum, dechashuvim, v'raik shishoy pchoy mikoy soy lekoy som, then it becomes pogum. If they drink from his koyis, it's not pogum. But if they drink from, he pours out from his koyis, it's pogum. So b'meilem, b'shom ezamon oerbach, was makbid to pour out a little bit in the koyis, and then on that you add to everyone else. You're right, it's one more eitzah, what you could do is that you finish the drink and then you fill it up. And then also it's not pogum. Aloch is yain shenifgam. If you pour wine she'ain a pogum inside, you fix the pgimel. But this doesn't take care of the first problem, that's not so gishmak. And also, it's a machlekes if it helps. Lekatchila, we don't do that. The Goyen says lekatchila not to use yain that was fixed by pouring in different wine. It's only if it's no different breire, so then we do it. But lekatchila, we do fresh wine. Lekatchila, mashal, lekoyis pogum, someone made already kiddush. You want to fix, you pour out the wine, you put fresh wine, if it's enough. I remember when I was a kid, my father Alamol poured a different cup and then he gave everyone. So when I grew and I learned the Indian, I told my father, oh, you know Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Gewaldig. My father told me I never knew Rav Shlomo Zalman, just I think manners. I felt not nice to give the guest to drink from my mouth. My chatei said he won. So he did it as Ben Olam Lachaveira. But Lemaise, Hazem Shom Zaman Erbach says to do. You have to know when you fix it, it has to be from Yesh by Revis. You can't fix it from Ein by Revis. Now that people that taste and they pour, and you know, they start to send it around. So Lemaise, all these wines are pogum. Not pogum mamish, because the Lemaise you pour from the wine in, but it's a Suffolk pogum. Now these wines are left on the tables, and everyone that comes and makes kiddush from these wines, it's a suffix if it's yaitze kiddush. But the evidence is yaitze. So then who knows how much problems comes from people that don't keep this Rishon Zaman Erbach. That's it. Now, there's one Ra'aloch and kiddush that is very important to know. Kiddush has to be b'mokim seuda. Here people mamish, sometimes I see it, it's mamish ameratzas of bochim. I want to be mazur what means kiddush b'mokim seuda. If a person makes kiddush in one room and he moves to a different room, he's not allowed to eat in the other room. He has to eat in this room. If he didn't have a das to go to the other room, he for sure can't change the room. If he can't see the room from that place. But the Eved, if he had a das to go to a different room, b'shas atchak, it's okay. Okay. Aba lekatchila not. Now let me gain one more step. A person does kiddush in a room. A person has to know the issue to go out to a different room, it's not only to switch rooms. To visit in a different room in between Kiddush and Amoitzi is the same problem. Some people hold it's b'di'evet not me'akev. B'shas atchak, we could be same echalit. Aba lekatchila not. So long again, a person goes to an apartment to do Kiddush, he goes, he's invited for Shabbos to do Kiddush. He's wearing his hat and jacket, like he learned, B'shas Kiddush, Seder, he's a Yerushamayim, he owns one Baruch Hashem. Now, after that, he wants to put it down. You know, he doesn't want to put it in a place that after it he will not have for the next week a hat and jacket. So they tell him, in the bedroom, you can take off your hat and jacket. He goes to the bedroom. He was mafsik in between Kiddush and Suda. He has a problem. But the Yevon maybe doesn't have to do Kiddush again. He didn't have a das to go to that bedroom. Died. Be'etzem is a problem even to go to wash your hands in a different room and to go to the bathroom. Now the Mishneh Berurah says that va'al letzorech ha'sehudo, and also we have a das to go to wash our hands. Oh, Be'sakisa, that is oynes gomu, because you can't eat without that. So b'meila, you're allowed to do it in between. Lashon Mishneh Berurah is in Reish Ein Gimel, the evidence of it. רק לכתחיל האזרח, בדיעבד, בפרט כשלצורך לעשית צרוכוב, נראה ועד עדי לאחמר לקדש שייניס. לאחמר לקדש שייניס. אבל לעשית צרוכוב doesn't mean to hang your hat. in a safe place, yeah? This is Mishkan Tzrochov. You can do it later. So you have to go to Kiddush. Now, this is in the same house. To leave the house, it's even worse. So Be'etzem, in the yeshiva, Alamol, in the main building, when they're washing outside, so it's a shayla if you're allowed to go outside to wash your hands, Bichlal. You're leaving the room. Some people say you could see from the windows, it's leichter. If you have, so again, for sure you have to have a das. So I want to start at the dvorim. Some people in Moshul have Meir Berlin, in Yerushalayim, is machmir, he made a special sink in his front room for Shabbos, that they don't have to leave the room. Chazon Ish had a special, they bring water to the room, that as if you're Seder, that you don't have to be mafsik. Again, if it's in the same house and you have a das, it's much leichter, especially if you're going for the Tiras Yadayim or Lasset Tzrochov, the melee you could be mekel if it's mecheder lecheder. There's another eitzah. This eitzah, Rabbi Yosef Sluch, brings down from Chaim Valojina. I heard this eitzah from my shver that he saw it by Rebbe Soloveitchik. The eitzah is, the Mishtabura brings down, that even that the halacha is that if you mafsik, Kiddush Mokim Suda, you lose it, but if Nisharu Miktsas Chaveirim, there's no problem. If some of the people stayed, as they be legabe hefsek be halacha be Suda, if some people stayed, it's not called a hefsek. So this also is not called a hefsek if some people stay. But mele, the makpi, that one person stays in the room till the oilam come back. And then when the oilam come back, so then it's really mamish kuladik. Because it's ba'oisa ba'is, hoyadaitoi, you're leaving letzorech, and you're iniach miktas chaverim. It's more like in yeshiva also, miktas chaverim stay. Because not everyone goes outside together. So I'm saying, so the mokif of the chumah, this is a hanoga toiva, that when everything you have to move from one room to the other in Kiddush, then alamol one person stays in the room. So b'derech klav, as Hashem Yubi Balabatim, I think that this is what I do in my house. I sit till the first people don't come back. Sometimes it's a problem because the balabai doesn't go, so it takes more time till the oilam come back if he's there to work. But lemaisa, this is the eitzah. So to have a das and to come back and to leave miktas chaverim. But I'm saying, but lekatchila, you have to know, especially when you go houses to visit, it's time to take a trip in the house in the meantime to different rooms. This is taken not to do that in the middle of the student.